This shouldn't be a thing.
If you ever have a thing you think should not be, send it in to Greg and me at janesays@civicmedia.us. JaneSays. JaneSays@civicmedia.us. This from the Associated Press. No one claiming this byline.
Probably Ben Hooper.
Not sure why. headline reads, not so hot pursuit of burglary suspect sees police cars chase tractor excavator at walking pace. Police in South Carolina engaged in a not so hot pursuit as they chased a tractor excavator down a main highway for more than an hour. The chase reached speeds of 3 miles an hour.
Hey, Myrtle, get out here. It's a car chase. Don't worry. You can finish the dishes. You're not going to miss it.
Officers on a different call say they actually saw the big piece of construction equipment go across the highway about 3:30 in the morning. A few minutes later, they got a burglary call from a business. So somebody went and stole this excavator and then drove away. Several cars immediately joined in the very slow speed pursuit. The excavator was going so slowly, the cruisers would have to briefly stop several times so they wouldn't pass it.
I just
don't pass him. Don't pass him. Don't pass.
Yeah.
They had their blue lights and sirens on. They told the excavator driver over loudspeakers he was under arrest and needed to pull over. Other cruisers blocked traffic. The chase went on for an hour and 12 minutes.
Why did they even have to use like they could have just walked up to the thing and said,
and
hey,
jumped on board.
Steve, get out.
The chase went on for an hour and 12 minutes before the excavator drove onto the local county fairgrounds property where it got stuck. The driver then tried to run. He was followed by a drone until a police dog and handler finally caught up with him.
Wait, I'm sorry. Okay, we start off with a 3 mile an hour chase. Cops are, as Todd Alba say, turn their cherries and berries on.
Yep.
And then it goes high tech running the fugitive.
Yeah, like, yeah. He's trying. They could have jumped on board the excavator.
I was going to say, just jump on board the excavator, open the door. It's probably going to have a door.
And say you're under arrest.
Just stop. This is embarrassing. No. But they somehow a higher speed foot chase ensues. This is where it gets truly confusing and honestly doesn't make the cops look that good.
No, it doesn't. Driver tried to run, was followed by a drone until a police dog and handler caught up. The 53-year-old was charged with failure to stop for a blue light and two counts of malicious injury to property. He is in the Charleston County Jail on a $22,000 bond, according to jail records.
There was no charge of theft?
Not in this.
Grand Theft Excavator? No.
That's the next movie Nicolas Cage is going to do. Grand Theft Excavator.
Two-thirds are just going to be the chase.
Vin Diesel.
Exactly how it went from start to finish. That hour chase. This is amazing. I love this story.
It's in the Tisbet Hall of Fame.
Why did nobody take credit for this story, huh?
Calvin, that wraps up today's episode of...
This shouldn't be a thing.